Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Means that Chris Rose is joining us right here on The Fan. Let's get right to it. Chris, welcome, my friend.
What's up, dude?
Thank you. Are we talking Cavs training in the state of Florida? Is that what we're up to?
The Bradenton Cavaliers will be back in town next week, so we're all good to go.
Oranges all around.
Got it. Let's do it.
Let's start football. Dylan Gabriel, named starting quarterback. Dylan had his press conference, sounds like a starting quarterback. We hope he plays like one. What did you think of the move and the timing of the move?
Well, I told you last week I thought that by the time the Browns played their next game in Cleveland that he would be the starting quarterback, so that got moved up 2 weeks. Doesn't surprise me. Listen, when the owner of the team comes out at his introductory training camp press conference and says, we are going to have to look at our two young guys, you're going to look at the two young guys. And if you're a veteran quarterback, at 40 years old, is going to be turning over as much as he is. And we know it's not all Joe's fault. We get it. We've all watched a ton of football. We know that every play isn't well done by the quarterback, and it isn't, you know, the turnover's not always because of the quarterback. But this offense is limited with him back there. It's limited, period. But there are no easy six-yard gains with him, with his feet. I mean, last week there was a play where, you know, 30 other quarterbacks are easily getting a first down and he slides short, and I'm not blaming him. He's 40 years old. The fact that he's still playing and can spin it like he can is remarkable, but this team needs to be able to get some easy first downs. And when you can't do that and sustain drives, then you have to look elsewhere.
Chris, it's also baffling to me that they've been throwing the ball 45 times a game in a chunk of these. Like, do you see that changing with Dylan Gabriel at the helm? Do you think there'll be a recommitment to the run game, or is Dylan Gabriel going to run out there and throw it 40 times a game?
Well, last week we were down 34 to whatever, 10. I mean, you're not going to run the ball. I mean, sometimes the game flow dictates you got to throw the ball. I mean,
100%, dude. Absolutely. But the Green Bay game is a perfect example. They threw it 36 times in that game.
Second most pass attempts in the league for Joe.
I know, but we were also down 10-0 late in the third. So once again, I understand it. Like, but we don't run the ball great. I mean, we run the ball okay. I like Quinshon Judkins. I like the way that he reminds me of Chubb from the standpoint of that he's always moving forward. And, you know, a guy like Jerome Ford will drive you nuts because he's always looking for the 60-yard home run. And then you give him the ball on first down and it's second and 13, and all of a sudden you're screwed. Whereas Nick Chubb used to get you 3.5 to 4 yards on a play, which looked like it should get one, and it just puts you in better position. And I think Judkins has a little bit of that in him. But I think you're going to see more of a quarterback on the move. I mean, I hate to simply equate him to Tua because he's left-handed, diminutive, and Hawaiian, but I will for a second. I think that that's where he maxes out talent-wise, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think what you're going to see is a lot of movement by him. He can throw the ball, but you can roll him both directions, I think, and throw the ball okay. The thing I worry about with him is over the middle, and he did this a lot in the preseason, is that he'll overshoot guys. And Tua has a huge problem with that as well. I think that's what you're kind of going to be looking at. That's kind of my scouting report moving forward. But I'm excited to see him play. I can tell you this, guys. When I talked to him for the first time in the preseason when we did our production meetings, we met with him for about 20 minutes, and I was like, that's a rookie?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't talk like a rookie. And I think he'll be able to command a huddle. And that's a big part of the first step of this process.
Chris, we said the same thing in hearing his press conference within the last hour or so. The guy's been there, done that in college. We'll see if he can be there and do that in the pros. And if he can, well, then we have some conversations ahead. Let's go baseball. Our team is in a do-or-die situation. You win or the season's over. That's pretty simple. Yesterday, you went up against Tarek Skubal. If Skubal's on, you can't make mistakes. They made three big mistakes. They lost the baseball game. What was your impression of how they played yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, when you're going against the best starting pitcher in baseball, every 90 feet is magnified. And so that was tough when Johnny Rod, you know, there's a ball that's got top spin on him. It came out kind of hot there, and he misplayed it. And that 90 feet, you know, and then Gavin, I thought, made a pretty good pitch to Torkelson, who just got enough on it to get it over Arias's head, and it's 1-0. And then you're like, oh, God, really? And the Noel stuff is, I'm sorry, that's inexcusable. I know that it's a hot shot and you're fighting to get back to the bag, but, you know, I put out a little video post-game, and first of all, Skubal's ridiculous, because he is, the reason he's so good is because he can beat you in the strike zone. A lot of good pitchers have to get you to chase and all this sort of stuff. He can come right at you and say, go ahead and hit it if you can, and you can't. I would love to have seen a really good lineup against him yesterday to see how many runs they would have been able to scratch across, because I don't think it would have been very many more than we got. The Jose thing, guys, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't. I don't, because if he goes back to third, you need a rookie in his playoff debut to get a two-out hit. Not a fly ball, nothing. To me, the mistake was made earlier in the inning when Jose got to third. I would have pulled Valera back and put Schneeman in, because at the very least, he's a bunting threat, and he's one of the few guys that can bunt. Like, we're not a great bunting team. As little as we do offensively, like, we're not a good bunting team. Kwan, Hedges, Rocchio from the right side, not the left, and Schneeman. That's it. Nobody else can really bunt on that team. And that's okay. That's not how the game's played. The Tigers had five sacrifice bunts all year. They had two yesterday. So that's, you know, you just have to, I thought that was a little mismanaged in my opinion, but we were right. I suppose the good news is we're right there. And today, let's go.
Joining us on the fan hotline, Chris Rose, Dugout Discussions is where you can see him / hear him baseball today, every day on John Boy Media as well. And of course, and moving along the way.
And every week right here on the fan.
And every week right here, right?
Which is always a good thing.
Right on the fan.
Chase DeLauter makes his major league debut, and he's your starter in center field. And Dan and I have been kicking it around, and we thought Angel Martinez is hitting like 178 over the last 2 months. Why not, Chris? Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? I mean, when I read it was a possibility on Monday, I was like, ooh, okay. Yes, why not? I'm 100% for it. The last time Casey Mize came into Cleveland, he shoved. Seven shutout innings. He's not a huge strikeout guy, but he moves the ball around and is coming off one of his best starts as a big leaguer. That's according to Tarek Skubal, not me. Skubal knows a lot about pitching, I think. And he was really good in Boston last week. I watched a lot of that game. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. But the thing I like about the young guys that are in our lineup is that a lot of them do give good at-bats. And I think that was the biggest problem I had yesterday. I understand putting Johnny Rod out there. I really do. Like, it worked on Saturday. You know, he got us back in the game after we were down 1-0 after the top of the first. And I think they were trying to build on that momentum. The Noel thing, guys, I can't justify it. And it goes back to, and I hate to talk about this, and I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to stop myself now, and I'll save it for whenever that offseason happens. Hopefully it's after a parade.
I agree completely. I was screaming it yesterday that whoever takes over at first base next season needs to spend the entire offseason working on footwork and playing first base, because what we have seen from everybody who isn't named Carlos Santana this year has been mind-numbing.
No, I think C.J. Kapus, I don't agree with that. I think C.J. Kapus is a really good, dependable first baseman. But the problem is that, well, first of all, Manzardo, it looks like it's the first time he's ever trying to catch a ball over there. Like, when Arias throws it, I think he's going to knock his mustache off half the time. And then, you know, Kapus is a good defender. But, you know, my point was yesterday in my diatribe was that Jonkenzie Noel can be on a playoff roster. He can be there to strike lightning in a bottle and come off the bench and hopefully you get your Luke Weaver moment. He can't be there to have four at-bats against the best pitcher in baseball. That's all I'm saying. And I know that people say, well, what do you know? That's just my opinion. I'm telling you. I don't have to have worked in a restaurant in order to talk about a meal.
That's a good point.
You've eaten a lot of meals over the years.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if not, you'd be dead.
On the elliptical, I just got that in. I'm all sweaty.
You'd be dead if you haven't eaten meals. I give Stephen Vogt a lot of credit. It's what he's done has worked, and he's relying on his pitching. I get it. I think he's done a really commendable job, and I kind of admire his guts on some of this stuff, Chris. You know, I mean, this is a gutsy move playing Chase DeLauder. His options aren't great, but it's a gutsy move.
Of course it is, and let's go do it. The season isn't going to be a disaster if we lose today, folks. That's not the way I look at it. Now, do I want it to continue? Absolutely. Will it chat my ass if Detroit comes in here after we did all this hard work over the last several months to, you know, make baseball history in divisional play? 100%. But they've given me thrills. I mean, I was ready to turn the page at the end of July. I mean, I was still locked in. I still watch every game because I'm a sicko and I've indoctrinated my family that grew up in Los Angeles to root for Cleveland teams this way. But this is what we do, and we've reaped the rewards of it. Like, yeah, it's going to suck if we don't win, whether it's today or in the divisional round or the ALCS or the World Series. But I can tell you this. I'm really proud of what this group has done. We could sit here and bitch and moan about ownership and not spending money and the lack of a right-handed bat, which is disgraceful. But I'm not going to blame those players, and I'm not going to blame that coaching staff because they've worked their asses off, and it's been awesome to watch what has transpired here the last 6 to 8 weeks. So hopefully we keep it going today.
Would you hit Rocchio higher in this game, seeing as though he's one of the guys who's been hitting in this lineup a little bit in the second half?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I wouldn't. I mean, I just wouldn't. I mean, no. To me, the biggest thing about today is Tanner Bibee keeping his emotions in check that first inning. Because I love Bibee. I love his grit. I think he's a warrior. I liked it when he was pissed off in the dugout. I'm okay with all that stuff. He complains a lot about the umpiring, and I just hope he doesn't let that get to him. I mean, we even saw it yesterday with Gavin Williams, who sometimes you got to kick him to make sure he's got a heartbeat out there. So with Bibee, get through the first inning. Don't hang anything to Carpenter. And let's get in the dugout and it's 0-0 and go from there.
Tanner had some ups and downs this season, but boy, he was sure up late in the season. Chris, what did you see? What did he change?
I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, I've talked to a lot of guys in the sport. I talked to Lawrence Butler, who's a really fun young player for the not Sacramento Athletics. And he signed like a $60 million extension before the season started. And, you know, Bibee did that right before this year started. And I said, Law, did you feel more pressure after you got the money? He's like, 1,000%. He said, in the beginning, I was just playing about baseball. But now I was like a guy they're relying on. Now there's a dollar figure attached to my name every time I go to the plate. And I wonder if some of that didn't soak in a little bit with Bibee. You know, the minute, particularly in a city like Cleveland, when they give you a $50 million contract, that's a big deal. You know, we don't do it very often. So now you're like, you automatically, based on how he pitched last year and the money you got, and we knew that Bieber was living on a short-term deal anyway, you're like, well, this is the next guy. And that can be an adjustment for some dudes. And this game is constantly about adjusting. Right, Sydney? So I think maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. I'd be curious to talk to him about it.
Enjoy the game, buddy. Thank you for your time.
Enjoy the next 10 hours.
It's going to be crazy. It's crazy.
Yep, so much fun this time of year.
I'm shocked we didn't get any Shador.
If we didn't have so much baseball today, we would have.
Chris, are we Shador? Are you kidding me? This is the Chafan. This is what we do.
This is the Chafan. Is that a dessert?
See you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.